Hello, welcome. Welcome to church. It's church, but it's on Facebook. It's an opportunity for us to connect. And we've moved location. We're still a church, but we've moved from inside the church into the foyer. Just trying something new this week. We'll see how that works. Hopefully it won't be long till we will be able to gather all together. I think that is still a few weeks away, maybe even months. And I know that many people are really looking forward to that. But in the meantime, it's good to connect with you in this way. Just want to point out that in April, Cloundra Salvos featured in Others magazine because we had a whole stack of people here who were enrolled as adherents and just became a soldier. So if you missed that, you can hop online. We'll put the link in Facebook so you can go and check that photo and see if there's any other stories there. Others magazine and the War Cry and all those sort of things will be available only online in the near future. Hopefully one day they'll be back in print again when things get back to normal. Self-denial this year. You know, we were in the middle of this whole thing when COVID started. We're in the middle of our self-denial appeal. And as a church, I know that we are a very generous church and we want to reach out to others. Now, we have our own things we're dealing with here, but we know other countries are also dealing with those things as well. And many of them, many of them are suffering much worse than us. So the money that we raise, I don't know where it will go because it might go towards people who need some help with their own COVID situations in their own countries. But you have been very generous here, Cloundra Salvos. Well done. And so far, $19,579.70 has been raised. But I do know that there are still more people who want to give for our self-denial appeal, 1 week's salary on missionary service. So if you haven't yet done that, you still can. Connecting. How have you been going about connecting with each other? Hopefully the pastoral care team or Karen or myself have given you a phone call and maybe you've been involved with phoning others. Well done with connecting with other people. We have other opportunities to connect because from next week the Salvation Army has opened the doors for our pastoral care team to actually visit. So if you would like someone to visit your house for a pastoral matter, for a prayer, for a Bible reading, for a chat about what's going on in your world, then let me know or Karen know or James or ring someone at the office and we'll be only too happy to come round to your house. Now that some of the regulations are being relaxed a little bit, we still want to keep, the social distancing thing in place and all the other things that will keep us safe and healthy. But if you want to visit, by all means, give us a ring. We are continuing to hold our dinners on Tuesday night. 40 to 50 dinners we've done every week with our walk-through, drive-through option. It's been really good. Another way for people to connect. And I want to say a special thanks to Murray there in the green. He's the pastor at Rhythm Church. They're a fairly new church. And he has come along, not every night, but a lot of the Tuesday nights. And he's done coffee for us with his coffee van. So thanks, Murray. Thanks, Murray, for helping us out. You really have made a bit of a difference there with those people coming along for those meals. We've also had a little bit of work on the land because we had a tree that has seen better days, and so we had to take it down because it was in a dangerous situation. So that all happened yesterday. So the wood chippers came and they took that tree down and a couple of other little trees as well. Bit of excitement for everyone. But now we are left with a bit of a space there at the pond, but we do have logs to sit on, so we'll make the best use of that. And the good news is the birds didn't care. They just moved to the next tree. Our family stores are reopening. More good news. So from Monday, the 11th of May, the Cloundra Road family store will be open. And then hopefully after that, in the next weeks and months, the other family stores at Bullcock Street and Warana and our new family store at Biwa will be able to open. But we'll let you know. But if you do find that you've had some free time and you are in that age limit, we are able to volunteer in these volatile times, please ring the office or let me or Karen know that you want to help out and volunteer at our family store when it reopens in a couple of weeks' time. Well, that's all the news. There's plenty of happening, but that's all I'm going to tell you about right now. And so now Jess and Brittany are going to share with us some kids' time.
Welcome to week two of Kids Zone at Home. It's good to have you here and we hope everyone has had an awesome week.
That's right. So have we had any lost teeth this week? You lost teeth? Jess, have you lost any teeth?
No, not this week.
No? Well, I heard that Kiara's got a wobbly tooth. Yep. So Kira, make sure you keep wiggling that one and keep us updated. Let us know if it falls out this week.
And please let us know if you have had a birthday. Adults, we encourage you as well. If you want to let us know that you've had a birthday, send us a message or put a comment on and let us know. It was Shirley and Joy's birthday this month. So we want to say happy birthday. And here's a balloon for your birthday.
Happy birthday.
All right. So this week's Kids Zone is about communication and being careful with our words. One way we can do this is by focusing on always telling the truth.
That's right. Sometimes this is called honesty, Jess.
That's right. And God is the most honest and true, and we should be trying to be the same, just like Him.
But it's okay to lie if you might get into trouble, right?
No, of course not. But it's hard to be honest sometimes, isn't it?
But what if I accidentally break something or lose something that belongs to someone else? Surely it's okay to lie so I don't get into trouble. Just a little white lie.
But lies tend to get bigger and bigger the longer they go on. And when you lie a lot, people won't trust you anymore and you can hurt people.
Okay. So lying's bad, but surely I can just spray some of this lie be gone. And then it's like it never happened. People will trust me again and nobody gets hurt.
No, that won't help. The only way to receive forgiveness is through Jesus and asking Him to forgive our sins. So God calls this repenting in the Bible and asking those we hurt with our lies for forgiveness.
Okay. So I can lie as long as I ask for forgiveness after?
No, that won't help. That's not how it works. Just because you apologize and ask for forgiveness doesn't mean everyone will immediately trust you again and not be hurt anymore. Consequences still may exist.
Okay, I understand. The Bible does tell us in Psalms 34:13, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Mm.
It's also one of the Ten Commandments. The ninth commandment is do not lie.
Okay, so what you're saying is it's important to be careful with how we communicate because our words can hurt people, even if we don't mean to.
Yeah, that's right. All the words that come out of our mouths should be truthful, kind and encouraging. And we are going to be talking more about that in this week's Kids Zone at home. So make sure you grab the link and check it out.
Awesome. See you guys there.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Please join me as I pray this morning. We give thanks, our God, for the opportunity to worship together, very different to what we would normally do. But we thank you that you are not far from any one of us, for in you we live and move and have our being. And I pray that you will draw near to us wherever we share this morning, in our lounge room, in another room, with someone else, by ourselves, wherever. Jesus, by your Holy Spirit, draw near to us. We offer our praise and thanks to you this morning, for you are our God. You are faithful. Great is thy faithfulness. You are good to us in all of your ways. And during these challenging times, different times, we thank you, for Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We pray this morning for those who are suffering at this time, those who are feeling alone, those who have lost loved ones in recent days. Draw near by your Holy Spirit, Jesus, to them. We give thanks for those who are serving in these days, for doctors, nurses, other staff at our hospitals, and pray your blessing upon them also today. Jesus, be real to them, we pray. We thank you for our church family, the Salvation Army Caloundra, and wherever we are today, may our worship encourage us, challenge us, and lift us up. And I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
And now I'm going to read the Bible reading for you before Karen brings us the message. I'm reading from the New Living Translation today, Colossians chapter 1, verses 24 to 29, and it's entitled Paul's Work for the Church. Paul writes, "I am glad when I suffer for you in my body, for I am participating in the sufferings of Christ that continue for his body, the church. God has given me the responsibility of serving his church by proclaiming his entire message to you. This message was kept secret for centuries and generations past, but now it has been revealed to God's people. For God wanted them to know that the riches and glory of Christ are for you Gentiles too. And this is the secret. Christ lives in you. This gives you assurance of sharing in his glory." Let me say that again. Christ lives in you. And this gives you the assurance of sharing in his glory. "So we tell others about Christ, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all the wisdom God has given us. We want to present them to God perfect in their relationship to Christ. That's why I worked and struggled so hard," says Paul, "depending on Christ's mighty power that works within me." May God add his blessing to that reading this morning.
Hi. As I spent some time over the last few weeks just resting and reading, quietly listening, praying, I found a real sense of peace and a comfort in words, and particularly in God's word. And I hope you have too, been able to spend some time getting into his word. I've heard this saying, we're all in the same boat. And although none of us are unaffected by COVID-19 and what's happening at the moment, I'm sure that everyone in their own personal way has their own stuff going on, their own things. Added pressures from lack of work, lack of finances, changed situations. Homeschooling, supervising home learning, other kind of difficulties that don't go away just because of COVID-19. But in reading God's word and finding verses, a verse that's really stood out to me is this one from John 14:27, and I want to just share this verse with you. I've got a few verses today, but I wanted to share this verse. How's that? Can you read that all right? "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Maybe you've got a verse that's been particularly encouraging for you. I'm going to put these verses up on the Facebook too at the end of today. But maybe there is a verse that's been a comfort to you that you want to print out or write out. Maybe you could share on the Facebook page in the comments a verse or a verse image or something that's been particularly helpful for you through this time. I've been a part of a group during April. Well, I've really followed it without being too engaged in it. But a crafty, creative kind of group with people sharing their thoughts as they've considered what's happening for them. And one of the challenges recently used these three letters, C-O-N. And today I want to use these letters, C-O-N, in a different kind of way so I can share some of what I've been contemplating and considering in this time spent with God. So I'm going to invite you to come down and join me at this upwards board game today. So I don't know if you've got games like this, Scrabble or other word games, but here's my three letters, CON. And that's what we're going to start with today as we contemplate God's word, what God has to say for us. I was going to start with contemplate, but it's actually too long for the board. So instead of that today, I'm going to invite you to join me as we consider. So there's our first con word for today, C-O-N word, consider. Do you know that song? Consider all the words, worlds thy hands have made. How great thou art, we sing. Consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Maybe you've been spending some time in your garden and you've been able to consider the beauty of God's natural environment around you, or consider lots of other things. Consider relationships, consider what's become important or what's not so important in this time. But as you consider COVID-19, maybe think about how that's affected you or what kind of response you've had during this time. Maybe you've been enlightened about something or had something new. It's pretty hard not to consider it, I suppose, at that time. One thing that does come to mind, though, when we look at COVID and considering, is the word concentric. Perhaps I'll put it down here. Concentric. Concentric often denotes circles or arcs or other shapes which share the same center and then they spread out a bit like ripples in a pond. Oh, I'm going to run out of room. Concentric. Ripples in a pond is the best illustration of concentric circles. And in our response to COVID-19, our concerns, there's a new con word, the concerns that we have really do start in that center. We start with our concerns for ourselves, our spouse, maybe our family, the people that live with us. And as we move from that smaller circle out, extend to our loved ones that don't live with near us, the ones that we can't see, ones that we don't really get to spend time with because of our isolation and restrictions. But those concerns all have a center. The concerns that we have that end up going to the whole world. And certainly we're doing okay here, aren't we? We hear that today. You know, we're doing okay here in Queensland. We're doing okay here in Australia, but goodness me. Some heartbreaking watching what's happening in those wider circles as we watch the numbers come in every day from around the world. But at the centre of our concerns and at the centre of our minds, in the centres of our life, do we find Christ? Right here, in the centre of our considerations and our concerns? Is that what lies at the heart of it all? Or is it self? Take a moment and have a think about that. I'm going to clear the board, but think, what is for you at the centre of your considerations right now? What is it that you think about most of the time? Where is your focus? Where is your focus? What are the things that preoccupy your mind and your thoughts? I'm just going to clear the board. You know, we all respond during this time in our own way. We respond differently. We should expect that others will respond differently to us. But regardless of what your response is, we're going to find that all of our responses sit somewhere on a continuum. That's our next con word here that I'm going to make. We have a continuum of responses. And if you think about that word continuum, it's a sequence in which adjacent elements are not perceptibly different. So it changes from one point to the next. But the extremes, better put a on the end, the extremes from one end to the other of the continuum are quite obvious. So on a range from 0 to 100, we could rate lots of things, from black to white, from crazy football fanatics to those who can't stand talk about it. Anything really. So our responses on this continuum may range somewhere from being one of conforming. We conform wholly and totally with what we hear, with the instructions and directions from government bodies, from those who make decisions. At the extreme end of that continuum, you may also believe that anyone else who leaves their house should be punished. Even saw a post of someone saying, "You leave your house and I think you should be shot." That's an extreme end. But we do want people to have some level of conformity. At the opposite end, people who say, "I'm protesting about this inability to leave the house and it's not right." Move it over. Let's call that contempt. Disagreeing with every suggestion that's made. Again, international scenes may come to mind. But those of you who live on the coast may have seen local scenes of people at the beaches who've said, "Nah, that doesn't apply to me." And I know that people who were riding their jet skis in the Palmerston Passage were pulled over by police. This is not a time for riding your jet skis and having fun. It's essential. And so those two extremes that we look at, from conform to contempt, some of those who are at the one far extreme end of the continuum may hold these other people actually in contempt, and vice versa. So regardless of where you fall on that continuum, I really believe this is an opportunity for us as Christians, as people who love God, as people who want to demonstrate this. It's a time for us to show grace. Notice there's no con in grace. Grace is undeserved favour. Grace is pure and true. Grace is what God shows to us. In this verse here from Acts, we believe that we are all saved the same way, by the undeserved grace. We don't deserve it. The undeserved grace of the Lord Jesus. And in Ephesians, another verse along that same line, because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. It is by grace, God's saving grace. God showed his grace to us. We need to show that grace to others, regardless of where anyone should fall along that continuum. So have a think about your interactions and how you may have showed grace as I clear this board. Now, we've had a couple of calls from Divisional Headquarters of the Salvation Army in Brisbane, some emails requesting us to help people in this time. And members of the community that have been isolated or that are unable to get food or really struggling, we've been able to assist them in some ways, which has been a real opportunity to show grace. I had a phone call with a mum who was in a household. Seven of them had arrived from interstate and couldn't leave their home for a period of time. So, of course, at that time, it became obvious that they'd need to get food. Food doesn't last very long in a house with kids, but to have five kids in that household was very difficult. Now, it was a time where there was potentially a bit of conflict, a bit of disagreement about what was essential and what they really needed. And it was a time where tensions were pretty high. It was also the day before Good Friday, and so time was ticking. There was lots going on. When I rang that lady, it was really excellent opportunity to just show her some grace. When we had discussions about cornflakes or rice bubbles, and she was just so grateful for anything. She didn't really care. But it was further extended to Tim to go and show grace, because Tim went shopping late Thursday afternoon before the shop shut, and the new isolation measures were coming into place where people were waiting outside the shop, so we had to line up outside of Woolworths, and then it took a while to get in. Then once inside, of course, the distancing, people all busy to get stuff before the long weekend, Tim was really exercising a lot of grace and tempted and challenged in that way. And then arriving at the checkout, they just introduced that they would not pack the bags for you, and lots of other things. So it was a difficult time, but what a great opportunity we had given to show grace. And then, consequently, as we were arriving at the house to deliver the food, and we were tired and lots going on, the rain started coming down as we pulled in the driveway. I didn't think that God was showing us a lot of grace at that time, but I am constantly reminded of God's grace for us. And it is really a good opportunity in moments of stress and anxiety and things like that, just to sit back and breathe and demonstrate grace as the choice that we make. So let's head back down to the board here. Our responses and our interactions, as well as showing grace, as well as being on a continuum, have another com word here that's really important, and that is congruence. Congruence means being equal. So even though we sit on a continuum which ranges, within that continuum, our responses should be even, balanced, equal. So in geometry, we talk about a congruent angle or a congruent shape, a triangle that has sides of the same length, angles that match. We call it a congruent triangle. But for us to show congruence, what we say and what we do certainly need to match up. There's no point showing love if we don't love. There's no point saying that we love and not showing love. In Corinthians, the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13:3, if I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it, but if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. What's the point? How about you? How about your reactions? Do they show a congruence? Does your mind and what's in your thoughts match up with your body? How you're feeling inside your body? Actually, what your actions are? Do those two things relate? And what about your spirit? Body, mind, and spirit. How do those things sit in relation to each other? When Moses instructs the Israelites in the desert to love God wholeheartedly, he tells them this, and then Jesus repeats these verses to us in Mark chapter 12, verse 30. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. Jesus goes on to say, that is the greatest command. With your body, your mind, your soul, with all that you are, all that you have, all that you think, and all that you do. We have dinner here on a Tuesday night. And at our dinner, it's a great opportunity, community dinner, to share a meal. At the moment, we can't sit down, obviously, and have a meal together. So we have a takeaway or a drive-through meal. What I really love is that the people that are here, the people in our team that help, the people that come to get a meal, come to meet with people, come to get out of their isolation for a brief time, they're real. The words that are expressed, the love shown, people asking for prayer and us being able to pray with people together and share some encouragement and to be that voice of it's going to be okay in the midst of that is really fantastic. And it shows that congruence in body, mind and spirit. One of the ladies was saying, I can't wait for this to be all over so I can come back and give you a hug. This is the place where I get a hug. This is a safe place. This is the place where I feel valued. And what a great opportunity that is for us to be able to share that with someone. What a privilege it is to show that to others, to show that grace in all that we say and do. So this place of congruence, this place of our body, mind and spirit in all that we say and do, I wonder what that might convey. What do we, in our body, mind, and our spirit, convey to people? It's really important. It's really important that that congruousness, congruity, what's the word? Congruence, whatever that is. It's really important that that's obvious, that we're not seen as fake. Most of all, I'd be wanting to know that do I convey Christ? Through what I say and do, do I truly convey Christ? Do people see in my words and in my actions, through how I treat them, do they see Christ in me? Do people know that I'm a Jesus follower? Do they know that I'm a Christian by my love? And what about you? Do people see Christ in you? Can they see that you are a Jesus follower? Do they know that you are a Christian by your love? In all that we think, we say, and we do, do we convey Christ? In Colossians 1, which we read earlier, Paul's letter to the church in Colossae, verse 27, we read this. To them, God has chosen to make known the glorious riches of this mystery. This mystery that is Christ. Why does he give us this undeserved favour? This mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ is all. Christ is my all, my all in all. Is he your all? Consider, that's where we started today. We started with the word consider. Consider today what you will choose. You make God your all in all. Will you consider that? It's okay, we'll start there. Head down, head up. All. Is Christ going to be all? I want you to consider that and pray with me if you will. More of me? No. More of me? No. More of you, Lord. More of you, I pray. More and more. Less of me. All of you, Lord. In all parts of me. None of me. Lord, that was our prayer. Lord, make that the way. Lord, as I give more and more to you and struggle to hand things over, help me to rest in you. Be my hope. Be my all in all. Christ is all. Amen.
As we conclude our worship together today, I share with you the benediction. May Christ be in me. May Christ be before me. May Christ be around me. May Christ be underneath me. May Christ's unfailing love, grace, and mercy support me in these days until we meet again. Amen.